We are here for a blessing from Christ on the 7th of December, 2014. We hope that this has been a wonderful year for all of you. I know it's been a challenging year for most people, but there have been good moments also. It's been a year of, challenging us to establish our priorities. What matters most to all of us? I see that Scott's on the line, and I haven't heard from you for a while, Scott. Hello, how are you?
Very, very good. That's a new number, but you still recognize me. Pretty good. So, I've been working away at meditation a lot. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, cool. Usually I meditate a couple hours before protocol, but sometimes more, sometimes even 8 hours. And it's not really a lot for me because I don't have to work right now, so carving out a few hours during the day just isn't that much of a challenge for me.
That's great. It's a great use of your free time.
Right. And I don't want anybody to think it's an addition to a work schedule or something like that. It's a lot easier for me right now. But something pretty fun happened I was hoping I could share.
Sure.
Well, I've been in a little public speaking class, and we try to learn how to communicate better and gain that kind of skill.
Uh-huh.
There's all kinds of opportunities for presenting a talk as well as impromptu speaking. Whenever I get a chance to give a talk, I talk about the things I love. Like I'll take something from Love Without End. One time I had to use a visual aid in a presentation, so I used the lambskate and reached back to Plato and Socrates and such. And also I used love and structure one time. I like to talk about the intelligence of the heart and, the rights and freedoms and so on. And I think they like me pretty good.
Good.
There's officers in the club, president, vice president, secretary, and so on. This Tuesday, they just voted me president.
Really?
Yeah, so it's going over pretty good.
Wonderful.
I've never been president of anything,
Well, congratulations. That's great. Scott, you are really growing in your presence among humankind. You truly are, and I'm so proud of you. That is wonderful.
I'm also working really hard to get a little more well-rounded, technologically speaking.
Good.
Mostly the heart is how I am most able to connect, but to be well-rounded as well. And I really want to wire back into the community in that way. I miss everybody so bad.
Oh, yes. I hope you can come back. Scott, actually, I want to elaborate for the benefit of the group on what you just presented, if that's okay.
Sure.
And that is that we actually grow and improve sometimes by degrees and degrees that we don't always see. And then all of a sudden, what we manifest confirms the growth that's been happening under the ground. It's kind of like the parable of the seed again that Yeshua was so fond of using. And that is that an awful lot of growth and life creation occurs underground where no one sees it. It rains and the weather comes and goes. And it might be underground for a month or even 2 months. And then all of a sudden there's this little tiny nub of green that breaks the earth. And even it grows slowly until all of a sudden one day there's two leaves shooting up. And once then it can get light and produce photosynthesis, well, the growing just becomes exponential. You see, what I think confirms what we have been taught in truth. And that is we are nurtured first in spirit. We are nurtured first in truth, in spirit, by the grace of God, and through the living soul that we are. That is how the nurturing comes. And then the nurturing is manifest into the physical world through the attainments of the soul, or the attainments of thought, or non-material creations that exist first and then manifest into physical form. One of the mistakes that so many people make with their manifesting protocols is that they try to go directly from wanting something to getting it in the physical, when actually it's already been placed into the universe that whatever you create in the spiritual will automatically be manifested in the physical. This is what Yeshua was telling people. He gave the exact manifestation formula in the New Testament. He said, seek you first the kingdom of heaven, and then everything is given to you. Now, a lot of people misinterpret that. Some people think that the kingdom of heaven means where angels fly, where the saints live, where people sit around and read Bibles all day, where they're on their knees praying all day. The kingdom of heaven is where choirs are singing and where you go after this life. Yeshua made it very clear that that is not the kingdom of heaven. I mean, he said, look, the kingdom of heaven is not out there. It's not even up there. It's not somewhere else. The kingdom of heaven is within. So the kingdom of heaven really is the heart of your being that nurtures the living soul. It's as simple as that. Now, as you allow the kingdom of heaven within to be nurtured by creativity, ideas, thoughts, charity, goodwill from others, goodwill toward others, giving, sharing, receiving, loving, compassion, wisdom, all the things that all the attributes that you could associate with the living soul, including creating for your life a non-material template of what you would like your life to look like. When you have fully furnished the mansion of the living soul, manifestation is automatic. You don't need any gimmicks. You don't need any thought-casting gimmicks. You don't need affirmations. In other words, you really don't bypass the living soul in order to get the material things you want. You first create it in the living soul, and then the living soul is given all of these things. This, of course, is what Job spent horrible, terrible years learning until he finally just gave up and said, well, God, I guess it's between you and me. And then everything else appeared. And that's what Scott has been doing. Scott has been, he has been forming his special priorities and his special time between God and Scott. You've been creating the world of the living soul, and now it's showing up in the physical. And this is the season when we should all be reminded of the importance of the living soul in order that the things of our life that we want be manifested. If we first don't create it in the kingdom of our heaven, it won't happen out there. And even if we manipulate it into happening, or we beg and we plead and we move things around and we go financially unsound on our credit cards or our loans to say, well, by golly, I'm going to get that because I deserve it and I want it and I've been asking for it. You'll just get in trouble. And that's what's happened to a lot of people in this economy. They just got in trouble going directly for what they wanted without creating it first in the living soul. Now, how do you do that? That's the big question of the day. And that's what Yeshua is giving his blessings to help us learn to do. He's giving his blessings to you, the living soul, so that you, the living soul, may heal the body, flesh out your bank account, solve your problems, repair your relationships. You were created in the image of God. And as such, you can fix anything in your life. But unfortunately, what we've done is we've made our external life bigger than we are as a living soul. Our light is a tiny little candlelight. You know when the candle is about to be burnt out and it's become almost an ember and it's struggling to shine? Well, that's the way it is in most people's lives. And yet they're living maybe in big houses. They might have successful careers. They may have relationships we could all enjoy, but they're not working and they're not happy. The candle of the living soul is about to go out, and our house of cards is about to fall. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're materially rich or poor. The answer is still the same. You must light the candle. And Yeshua said that to us 2,000 years ago. Flare the flame on the candle. And that's what these blessings are about. That's what we celebrate Christmas about, is to light the candle in the lives of those we love. Let them know we love them. And let those who haven't been told they're loved receive some love at least once a year. Give to those, or acknowledge to those, or send a card to those that other people may not be caring about. Give into your charities. Help them to help others. Give to those that inspire your soul, and to whether it's your friends or it's teachers, or whether it's just loving organizations, give to them. Let them extend this out. And as you do that, you light the fire of your soul. Give a present to someone that you've never known before. Something that I think is really, really sweet to do is to give a gift of love in the name of someone, a friend or a family member or someone you love. They've gone, but you give it in their name, to someone who could really appreciate it, or some good work on this earth that could really use it. And that way, you're not letting go. You're giving also to everyone you've ever known. It's like, I love this toast that some people say at the holidays. Here's to all we have loved who aren't here, and to those who are here now. I love that toast. And I like the spirit behind it, that we include everyone. I include my angels. I include my guardian spirits and the saints, and Yeshua, of course, and the Holy Spirit. And in the name of all of these who can't be here to give, I give this present. That's a great way of lighting the candle of your living soul. And that's what you need to be doing, is light that candle. As you light that candle, your world will be furnished with blessings in abundance, many blessings in spirit, in materiality, in relationships, in good work, in being on a higher purpose. And hi, Eva, I see you're on the line. Eva, you might need to unmute your own telephone.
Hello.
Hello, we hear you.
Yes. I just wanted to give a little report on, I had sent out an email blast for blessings for the Brooks family, and we had a funeral this week, and I had a very unusual experience with this whole, with the family and with her illness in the past while, the past year and a half. She had been really having health challenges. And I felt very connected for some reason to Doris and also my mother, and I couldn't really get the connection. I didn't. My mother passed away 30 years ago, but at the funeral they were speaking of Doris and talking about her love. She was not a person who was in the spotlight. She was a person who was behind the scenes but always there, making food, having family dinners, church dinners, and things like that, and just did her love in this quiet, unassuming way. And it just taught me again the importance of the love. And then I was reminded of a message which I had gotten from my mother through a medium in which my mother said, everyone thinks their religion is the right one and the best, and the thing that really matters is how much you love somebody.
Absolutely.
This is a very special message for me from my mother, because way back in our earlier years of Mennonitism, where we thought that was right, and we had become alienated from the Mennonite church, and things were not, were like really difficult for a while. But my mother kind of held things together, and I think underneath it all realized that the doctrines of the church are not the important thing. It's the love, and I felt this from this woman. And the other thing I wanted to say was, I had mentioned in that email, I would like to give Doris a good send-off. Well, her husband flies a plane, and as we were at the cemetery, a plane flew over, and the whole family just laughed. It was just really neat, because it was like...
Oh, that's great.
Here's her send-off, you know.
It's a perfect, perfect symbolism.
Yeah, I wanted to share that.
Oh, well, thank you, Eva. It's so nice to always hear from you. I feel the light in your, and the love in your heart, and you are another instance of someone who decided to light up her world, and everything began to change.
And it's the love light, you know, that's
it is.
You know, from Love Without End, it's just so wonderful to be able to be in that place where you realize God is just love, and if we could only get it, we would have that perfect world that we're looking for.
We would have a very different world. I'm thinking of that song, You Light Up My Life. Well, you do. You light up our life, and there's so many people in all of our blessing givers are learning this and practicing this and making progress in changing their life, not by changing the outer, but by lighting the inner and then allowing the outer to manifest accordingly. And it does. It does in every case. And I think that is the essence of the Christmas spirit and the Christmas blessing. We have another caller from area code 760. Hello?
Hi, Glenda. It's Kathy in San Diego.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi, I just want to mention to anybody on the line who might be on Twitter that we now have at Love Is Who You Are on Twitter, and we're doing at least one quote a day, sometimes a couple, if there's sort of a theme. So if anybody wants to see that, it's at Love Is Who You Are, one word.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that is great, Kathy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So we'll talk to you later, Glenda.
All right. All right. I think that's wonderful. And actually, Kathy just volunteered this, and I want to send out a call for anyone who has a special skill or idea or favorite thing to do that you'd like to volunteer to include the blessing in or include Spiritus in, because we just want to be a light in the world. And we know that we are a light in the world through your light. And as your light shines brighter, so does ours. And as our light shines brighter, so much more do we have to give. And such it is. If we all just lighted a candle, we could turn off the grid. And that's how powerful it is, just lighting the life of one after another wonderful, glorious person in this world, and allowing the differences then that are in the world to just be the natural occurrence of a living soul being present, doing its love, being its love, having the fruits of its love. And it just makes a totally, totally different world. So I want to thank everyone who called in, because just hearing from the audience makes such a difference. And we kind of got a little upside down today, because I had planned to make an announcement first and then move into the special inspiration. But there is an announcement I really do need to make, because I know some people just because of emails, some people have written me and they're wanting to get one of our special G-Clays Christmas G. Clays, and I need to let you know we only have one small gold frame left. We only have 4 of the 16 by 20 frames left and only 4 of the silver left. Now, there's still time to get it for Christmas, but what we're going to do is we're going to be able to drop ship it to anyone you want it to sent to, and we will put a label on it from Linda Smith or Joe Gallagher with Christmas wishes. Don't open till Christmas. So we'll get it to your recipient for them for Christmas. So I'm sorry that it took a little long, and I wanted to also offer this apology for some of you. I'm sorry that it took a little longer to get our products out this year. I have been the only elf in Santa's workshop down in here on our little workshop by the sea. But we're having help come in today. Clara, one of our blessing givers, is coming down to spend a week with me and help us get through this push so everything can get out. And thank you, Clara, if you're listening in. Safe travels, and I look forward to seeing you. So that was my one little announcement for today. Now, we do need to get ourselves into a state of reverent inspiration. And I want to do something that I think has been very appreciated by people over the last few times I've done it. And that is to just allow you to move into your receiving pose before we start the blessing, before the prayer. Just relax, be in your chair, you know, in a comfortable position, legs uncrossed, arms uncrossed, eyes closed. Take a deep breath. Release it. Let it be a cleansing breath. And then another and another. Now look around your body, and if you can, see a warm, radiant envelope of lighted energy, bathing your body in protection, drawing unto itself the spirit of holiness. As you take the next breath, see this energy field expand. Breathe into this energy field. And then exhale and breathe into the space around you. Give back into the world. Now breathe in and expand this energy field around you. And as you exhale, breathe out your love unto the world. Breathe in to this energy field and breathe out your love unto the world. And as you do, begin to see the living soul being present to receive the blessings of Christ, the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, the nurturing of the earth, the healing power of all 4 put together for your benefit, for your love, giving love unto you that you may then give and breathe love into the world. You may begin your prayer as soon as I have finished my invocation to Yeshua, and as soon as the invocation is complete, blessing givers, join me in offering the blessing today. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, lover of mankind, the one who came into the world at the darkest time of the year, at the darkest time of our human history, whatever the time of year may have been, that you would bring light into the world and remind us that the living soul is light. For God is light, and we were created unto and likened to the image of God. Remind us of this as we receive your loving and sacred blessing. We thank you for being here, always as a light into the world, anchoring the Holy Spirit for anyone who would wish to receive and open their life for receiving the wisdom and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. to reunite by grace with the loving power of God the Creator, and to be part in spirit and in power with our nurturing Mother Earth. We surrender now into that state of unity that we may receive all that we are ready to receive by the grace and gift of these holy offerings made possible by your conveyance into our life and into our heart. We begin our prayer and we open our hearts to receive. Thank you and amen. Your blessing is complete. Now the next thing is to go and rest. Just lie down. Be quiet. Don't think. Just be an open book and allow the handwriting of God to place His messages in that book. Allow the nurturing spirit of the earth, of Christ, and the Holy Spirit to fill you and bring all of the blessings that are available to be given to you right now. If you go to sleep, that's okay. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye.